Welcome to the Michael Chaney Podcast. I'm the owner of GrowFast.biz. I've grown from zero to several million dollars in personal net worth with my internet businesses, and I'm on a mission to give away everything I know for free. I'm doing this because I want to leave a legacy, I want to make a difference in the world, and if you ever need help implementing it all, you might want to reach out to us. Okay, here's how to turn words into money. This is the most lucrative skill that you can have in internet business, and that is copywriting. Turning words into money, using the power of words to get sales, to persuade people to buy stuff. Now, if you can't master this, you're never going to get sales. It's a skill that you can develop yourself, and you should attempt at least to do that and hone your copywriting skills, because you'll need them in every area of your business, such as the emails that you send out, obviously the sales letters that you do, the webinars that you do, any video sales letters that you do. But if you really struggle with this or you can't quite get it, you should hire somebody, even if it's on a freelance basis, or get an outsourcer to do this and get an expert who knows how to sell products using copy, using words, okay? I'm going to give you the upshot on this of what I've learned. I've done millions of dollars on my own, writing my own copy, and now we have an expert copywriter in-house who's way better than I am. But I'm going to share with you what I've learned over the years that works in terms of a sales letter to get people to buy stuff, okay? So the first thing is headlines. Headlines are the most important aspect of your entire copy and your entire sales letter. This is the thing that appears at the top, and it's the big claim, it's the promise. The more specific you can be in the headline, the better. You know, you're going to get, or how to get X amount of money in Y amount of time, or 39-year-old British male uncovers unique method that makes $971.12 in 17 minutes. The more specific you are, the more believable it comes across. Of course, you're not making stuff up. It needs to be justifiable based on the product that you are selling and what the product can actually do. But the more specific you can be with the headline, the better. Now, as we go through this, I'm going to show you on screen one of my sales letters, many, many sales letters that I've written that's done several hundred thousand dollars in sales. So you can see these things in action as we go through them. Okay, so here's the first sales letter. You can see there's a younger version of me down there before I needed glasses. But you'll see the headline here: earn up to $2,642.60 a day by copying this little known super affiliate secret weapon. And then underneath we've got brackets: even if you're a stone cold newbie with no list, no clue, and no money. Now, why does this work? Obviously, we have a promise here of a very specific amount of money. It's an exciting promise. We are then referring to how easy this is. You can do this by copying this. We're also making it more exciting and evoking curiosity by saying, look, it's a little known super affiliate secret weapon. Okay, so that's building up curiosity as well. And then what we're doing with this subheadline here, or what's sometimes called the deck copy, is we are explaining that anybody can do this, right? Even if you're a stone cold newbie with no list, no clue, and no money. So what you're trying to do with the headline is evoke curiosity, tap into people's desire of what they want, be specific, but also explain how it's going to be easily achievable for them, whatever their situation is. So you can do this even without. So a simple recipe for a headline is how to insert their desired outcome without having to what they don't want to do, insert what they don't want to do, right? That's a simple recipe. Now, if we go back to my little list here of what you want to be ticking off as you're creating your sales letter, the next thing is split testing, right? I said the headline is the most important, and it is. You can change the headline and you can double your conversion. You can change the rest of the stuff on the sales letter and it will make very little difference. It will still tweak it and bump it, but the headline's the most important thing. So that's the first thing people see, and they're going to relate that, whatever you say there, to whether or not they purchase this. Okay, so very important that you split test options. I've worked with people in the past when I've started coaching them, and they say, oh yeah, I don't do split testing, I can't be bothered. I'm like, you may as well just get thousands of dollars and throw it on the fire, right? That's how much money you're wasting by not split testing. Split testing simply means you have two headlines running at all times, particularly during a launch when you're getting the most traffic. right? That's the best time to test, when you're getting most traffic. And you have one version, version A, you have another version, version B, and the headlines need to be very different from one another. That way you're going to get quick data and you're going to get a result fast on which one's best. Whichever one gets the most sales over a certain period of time, typically we'll look at maybe like 200 unique people seeing the page of each version. So 200 to version A, 200 to version, version A, 200 to version B. Whichever wins is the new winner. That one stays in place. And then we put a new headline in. Okay, this is going to be version C. So maybe we're testing now version B versus version C, right, with a new headline. 200 clicks to both. Again, which one wins from this? Maybe it's the newer one that wins. And then we put another one, and so on, right? So that's split testing. Very, very important to do that. And you can set this up in all these platforms like Wario Plus and JVZoo, that they have that built in. So the deck copy, I've mentioned this already. The deck copy is what appears here, just underneath, just underneath the headline. Right, and deck copy is essentially there to get people to read the rest of the sales letter. The headline is to get them to engage them, gets them to read the deck copy gets them to read the next part of the sales letter. And what you're trying to do, this is like a cascade, it's like a waterfall. A sales letter is like a funnel in its own right. You're trying to funnel people's attention down to that Audubon. Right? You don't want them to drop off at any point and think, oh, the headline's boring, I'm out of here. Or the story's boring, I'm out of here. Or the deck copy's boring, or it doesn't even exist, I'm out of here. We've got to funnel them down to the Audubon, okay? And deliver certain pieces of information to encourage them and persuade them to buy. So the next piece we're going to look at is the story opening, okay? Now, on here, obviously, I've got a video here. But I'm going to be talking about the video. I'm going to be covering that in a separate session here. I don't want to talk about video sales letters on this particular session. We're just going to talk about the written copy. But what you can see here is the start of the letter, right? It's a sales letter, right? From the desk of Michael Chaney, dear fellow marketer, I've put a little subliminal thing in here, which I love to do. By now, you've probably been around the internet. Yes, I use that classic example of buy now, right? A subliminal bit of marketing there. But then we've opened this up, right? So I should be, you know, we start telling the story, what's the quickest and easiest way to make serious money online. And then we get into this discovery. I discovered this new money-making method. Okay, you can do this now, but you need to act fast. Now, a top tip, a pro tip for you here is your sub-headlines, you see these headlines that appear throughout the sales letter, these are what's called sub-headlines. People are going to scroll down and read these on your sales letter, and they may not read anything else. They'll read the first main headline, and then they'll read the sub-headlines. They may not read all of the copy on the page, right? Which you might think is a little bit disappointing if you're putting so much work into it, but the sub-headlines are super important, and they need to tell the story in their own right. So have a look at this. Let's just see if we can get the story of this product just by reading the sub-headlines. What's the quickest and easiest way to make serious money online? I discovered this new money-making methods, making countless no-name newbies thousands and thousands of dollars. You can do this right now without any experience or budget whatsoever, and all it takes is a few minutes a day. But you need to act fast, because your dreaded $0 paydays won't go away on their own. And I won't continue, but you get the idea. Those sub-headlines have been created in a way that if you flow them together, people can read just the sub-headlines and they don't have to read the copy in between. So those phantom scrollers, which is a lot of people that just scroll down the page, they're going to get that persuasion. They're still going to get those sales, psychological sales tricks that you're putting into those sub-headlines just by reading them. So that's a pro tip for you on making sure that they all flow together and they can tell the story in their own right. So we've spoken about the story opening. The before, the during, and an after is just a very simple structure for creating a sales letter, right? You just tell a story, and a story in this sense is going to be a before, a during, and after. Before, I was struggling. It was really hard. I went through all, and you describe the pain, which is also going to be their pain in this particular topic. Then, and then now we're moving into the during. Then, light bulb. I discovered, I invented, I created, I found, I stumbled upon, right? So this is the during. We've gone for the before, all the pain and frustration and hardship, then the during, the breakthrough, the discovery, the big aha, the eureka moment. Then we do the after, and then I use that. And what happened was, blah, 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 right? So let's take a weight loss example. Before I discovered this amazing thing, which I'll tell you about in a second, I was pounding it in the gym, I was counting calories, and I was completely tired all the time. My muscles were aching, I was working as hard as I could, but I just couldn't shed the pounds, and I was completely demoralized. Then I discovered this little known book that's 50 years old that nobody else knows about, and it had a simple secret about what to add to your diet on a daily basis that can have a dramatic impact. Okay, so that's the during. Obviously, I'm completely making this up. I know nothing about weight loss. Then the after. After I implemented this and started adding paprika and hydrochloric acid to my diet, or whatever it is, not recommended, just a joke. Then I started losing weight dramatically. And since then, I've shed, you know, 20 pounds a second for the past 7 days, or whatever it is, right? Hey, Chainiacs, I've had a ton of people tell me they get more value from this podcast than most of the paid products they've invested in, which is awesome. Now, when you share this podcast with someone else, it's like a gift. They'll get massive value and they'll thank you for it. They might even repay the favor and give you something awesome. And it's making a difference by helping fellow entrepreneurs. It also helps me spread these free teachings far and wide and leave a legacy too. So thank you in advance for sharing it with others. Now, back to the show. So you have the before, the during, and the after. And whilst I am joking here, of course, you need to make sure this is the genuine thing that you actually went through. The number of times I see a sales letter and it has no story about why they're selling this, no story about how they discovered this thing. It's basically just, hey, I'm trying to make some money, so I created this thing. Here's what it does. Here's the stuff that you get. Will you buy it? No. Right? Because I'm not emotionally connected. You've not built the bridge of trust. You're not established that there was pain, that I'm in pain in my current circumstances. You've not taken me through that eureka moment. I'm not excited about that discovery. I'm not frothing at the mouth to get my hands on the same secret that you've used. I don't know the results. So I ain't buying it, right? So that's why we do this. Once you've done that before, during, and after story, if we go back to my sample sales letter here, then you basically introduce the product, right? Because we've done all the hard work. We go through, we say this is what it does, this is why it worked. We can also now introduce bullets, by the way. So you can start introducing bullets. Now, these are some of the most powerful ways to get sales. This is called fascination bullets. Simple things that describe what's going to happen to people or what's inside the product, but they don't reveal the details, right? The number one worst affiliate marketing mistake you can make, even if you knock everything else out of the park, you won't make jack if you make this blooper, right? So you're looking at that and you're like, well, what is that? Well, guess what? You're going to have to buy it to find out, right? That's fascination bullets. So you want to put a ton of those on in your copy as well, particularly if you're selling an info product. And I keep doing that. I've got a bunch of those here, okay? Then we've got proof. We've got testimonials of people that have used the product, which I'll talk about in a minute if it's a brand new product. And then we introduce the product itself, right? Now, if you haven't got proof and it's a brand new product, go out to your existing list, offer beta testers, post on social media, look, I'm looking for beta testers. All I ask in return is if you enjoyed it, give me a testimony. You're not bribing people. You're not saying, I'm only giving you access if you give me a testimony. You say, look, beta test this thing, and if you enjoy it, all I ask is that you give me a testimonial in return, right? That's how you start to get proof for something that's got no proof before you've even started selling it, okay? So we've done the introducing, we've got those bullet points, we've done the testimonials. And ideally with testimonials, what you're looking to do is get testimonials of a different nature from different sources. Yes, you want testimonials about people making money, ideally, but also I save time. You know, this is better than ABC. This is a better alternative. Or, you know, the product was great, or you were quick service on support. So ideally, you want to cover all these different bases and overcome multiple objections with your testimonials. Not just, hey, it works and makes money, but yeah, but who is this guy? Oh, it's great that I bought this program. I went through this program. You know, this guy's been doing this for years. He's obviously an expert. So that's a valid testimonial, even though people may not have made money with the product, if they say other things that overcome other objections that people will have, like, who is this person? Can I trust them? Will I get support? you know, is the members area any good? Yes, obviously, does this work? Am I pitched a whole bunch of stuff over the top of it? And all these kind of things, right? These are the kind of objections. So you need to get into the mind of the prospect and think about the kind of questions they'll be asking. And that helps you come up with the testimonials, you know, request or get as many testimonials that cover off all of that stuff. Next, guarantee. Of course, you need a guarantee. Right, particularly on a low ticket front end, you want to have a guarantee. So we've on this particular product, we have a 30-day no quibble, no questions. You always want to name them, right? There's a reason that we name this the no quibble, no questions, no holds barred, no BS, 100% money back guarantee. And that is because it's different. The moment that people see the same stuff, 30-day money back guarantee, they're just like, ah, I've seen that before. And they immediately relate whatever they've experienced that had that same thing to you. Right. So if they've bought products that have said that before that didn't refund them, or the products are absolute garbage, they're going to assume the same about yours. But if you call yours the, you know, 30-day money back, if you're not happy, I'll sell you my firstborn child guarantee, it sticks in the mind. It gives them a little laugh. They've never seen it before. It makes you more personal, and it sets your product as being something different to what they've seen, which is very, very important in this marketplace, okay? So you obviously need a guarantee. Now, the next thing we want to look at here is the Johnson box, okay? So that is this order box here that has all the benefits of joining. And you see how it's written in the language of the prospect. Yes, I want to make serious money today. Yes, please give me immediate access, and so on, right? So it's in their language. So we've gone from saying, hey, you need to do this, you do this, and I'm going to teach you. We move it over to, yes, I want to make serious money today. So we're putting the onus on them. So they're starting to get into the frame of mind that I'm going to do this. Yes, I want this. Yes, I'm going to buy this. Okay, now we've got multiple things here that we get them to say. Obviously, everyone starts with yes. We want to get them on that yes train. We're repeating the guarantee here, and then we've got the price, and they can buy. Now, this is not the only place that we have the buy now button. We mention it. We do have it in other places on the sales letter. This is quite an old school one. I'm going to show you a more up-to-date sales letter soon, but this is a basic one that shows you the core concepts of sales letter. But we do have it in other places. We've got it here as we first introduce the product image. We've got it in that Johnson box. We repeat the Johnson box here, okay? This is a very simple sales letter, but it's done several hundred thousand dollars in sales just of this front-end product, okay? Not of the funnel, just of the front-end product. So that Johnson box is very, very important. You can also use bonuses, okay? Now, for this, I'm going to show you another sales letter here. This is our more up-to-date sales letter. So you can see this has got a sub-headline at the start. We've got our main headline. Then we've got our deck copy. And this one has kind of two columns throughout it. So we're able to do a lot more, right? We have the product images down the right-hand side, the copy down the left. And you can see we've got testimonials, and it rolls down. Here's the start of the sales letter telling the story, the before, during, and after. Okay, so you can see the principles are the same, but we've kind of leveled it up. Now, with this one, if I scroll down here, what I want to show you is the bonuses or the components that we added to this product. Now, bearing in mind, this is a $9.95 product. Okay, but have a look at what we included. Okay, so they get all of this. This is the bundle image. But if we look at this as a breakdown, so here they are. These are the bonuses that we offered, right? So a audiobook, we threw this in. Okay, we threw this in, which is plug and play promotions that they can use, a simplification system, customer support 24/7, payment processing thrown in, a video series, a Facebook group, and so on, right? So, and this is on a $9.95 product, a very low price product, right? But when you throw bonuses in, it tips people over the edge. Now, the important thing about bonuses is not just to throw anything in the mix. You're not just grabbing some PLR from 1826 that you bought hundreds of years ago and just saying, hey, that's a great bonus. The bonuses are all about crushing objections, okay? the most common objection. So you start with the objections in your mind, right? So if I come back to these bonuses again, I'm going to explain what the objections were and then why we came up with this bonus, right? So the first one, this is habits of high performers, right? The first thing was, well, I don't know what to do. I don't have the motivation. Well, here you go. Listen to the habits of high performers. Okay, next. I don't know how to create the promotions. Okay, well, here's the plug and play promotions, right? Next, I don't know the standard operating procedures for this. It's all too complex. Well, here's the simplification system, right? What happens if I get stuck? I'm not a technical person. Here's customer support. You know, I don't know how to set up a merchant account and payment processing. Here's easy payment processing for you, right? I don't like looking at a bunch of stuff and reading for hours and hours. No biggie. Here's the playbook. It's a mini series. You can get started quickly, right? So what you're doing is you're thinking of what the objections are going to be before they come up, and the bonuses are created to crush those objections. Very, very important, okay? So that's bonuses. Now, we've done bonuses. Let's now go back to the kind of original sales letter and talk about the sign-off and the PS. So you'll see here, this is the sign-off, right? Where we go through it. We say, look, either you're in or out. Frankly, at this price, you'll be one of thousands of people discovering this strategy, and that's great. Do you want to be one of them? Now is your time, right? So you're pushing people over the line, and then we've got this PS. Other than the headline, the PS is the most read item on a sales letter. So make sure you treat it with the value that it has, right? Put a lot of time into this. So what you've done here is, PS, you are one click away from breaking through right now, making serious commissions. We repeat all the main benefits, explain how easy it is, and then we put this order box again to repeat all the benefits, get them to say yes, 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 and then we have the order button as the last thing on the page. And the reason for that is many people will scroll straight to the bottom and just decide, do I want to get in or not? Okay. So that is the sign off and the PS for the sales letter. And that is essentially how you create your sales letter to sell a front end product. Now, you do need to repeat this process, as it says here, for all your products in your front end funnel, but not to the same degree, right? Don't panic. You need to get this sales letter written for your main front-end product. That's your current challenge right now, current mission. And then we're going to move on to talking about the video sales letter, or the VSL, the video that's going to go on the sales letter. But then you're going to want to repeat this process, kind of, for the upgrades in your funnel. They're not going to have a huge long-form sales letter for each one, but you still need to repeat this process of a little bit of a story, something on the benefits, maybe some bullet points explaining what they're going to get, the alternatives if they were to go and do it on their own, and then this order button structure that we've outlined here. It's not going to be a full-blown sales letter for every single one, but people get stuck in this idea. It's a mistake I see people making where they think, I don't need to do much work for the OTR. I'll just put a video up there. I'll just say, here's what it is. Take it or leave it. This is the price. And they wonder why they get crap conversions, okay? You've got to put similar effort in to the OTO sales materials as you do to the front end. But don't worry about that just now. For just now, get your front end sales letter written, and then we can move on to the next step. Hey, Trainiacs, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd leave a review for me on this podcast. I don't put any ads or sponsorships on here, so when you leave a review, it helps get this free training into the hands of the entrepreneurs who really need it. It just takes a few clicks to do, and your review will make my day. And more importantly, it will create a ripple effect to help the fate and fortunes of countless entrepreneurs. Thank you.